We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you could fire that custom monster. You should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us. Good evening and welcome to the Business Beware Show.
Oh man, I'm at the wrong place.
Well, I was wondering, you kind of give him like a weird look, like you're kind of a creeper over there.
Mm-hmm. Dad the creeper.
Speaking of, yeah, there were some creepers in Memphis when I was there. I was reading, well, someone I was getting ready to talk about said McDonald's, and I was thinking, oh, I had a weird experience there whenever I was there just shortly ago. I wanted to start, have you heard about this? Let's see if you know. Have you heard about fast food workers becoming obsolete?
No, I haven't. I would think that they would be multiplying.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out McDonald's and Panera Bread, especially, there's some others coming into it, but it's called Panera 2.0. But what they're doing is they're setting up like these kiosks. You know, think about, let's put it this way. Think about, you know, like the airlines now when you travel. A lot of the people are not there, and they go, oh, you, go over to that, you know, machine and print out your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. Instead of having to deal with you, which I get because airlines are notorious for having to deal with crazy customers. Let's be real. But, you know, I don't really blame them on that level. But what they're talking about is McDonald's and Panera Bread are having these things, these kiosks where you actually order there and you're putting in, you build your burger, or you build your whatever. And so you're not actually having to interact with the customer. I mean, not the customer. You're the customer. But the person at the front thing.
That's really interesting because the story I've got tonight talks about just the opposite. I think that that's pretty.
Well, apparently.
I don't know if that's right. I think that's going to hurt them.
Well, they're saying it'll be more convenient and it'll improve order accuracy. What do you think?
Well, considering you're talking to a person who has his hamburgers and sandwiches plain.
Well, yeah.
And a lot of times they mess them up. To me, order accuracy is a big thing. And I would hope that they would get it better, but it's usually because I love it whenever mom and I go to a restaurant and we're sitting there and I order my food and she looks at the waiter or waitress and says, now, do you understand he doesn't want anything but meat and bread?
Because if you don't,
a lot of times they'll come up to you like, you know, where we're eating, and they don't have a pad. They're trying to memorize it, and you're going, really? My memory is horrible, but I guess, you know, sometimes they get it right, sometimes they don't. That's pretty hard. So I can see where it would improve accuracy, that's for sure.
Well, and talking
what
about like...
What about the personal aspect? Although, I will say, the last time I've been to the airport, it depends on the airport, but I'll just go ahead and say Atlanta. Going to Atlanta airport last time, whenever you go, usually the food workers that I see in there are very, very, how shall I say this?
I don't know. I'm on the edge.
They're in a hurry. And so that kind of makes them out as rude because they're in a hurry.
Well, and you know, you got to think about it too. Like I kind of look at the aspects of like, you know, of course we always say you don't know what's going on in someone's life. Shall we say, you know, and what's going on. But, you know, let's say just like when I was at McDonald's in Memphis, getting a sausage biscuit from my grandmother here. You know, I mean, just the way they act and stuff, it almost kind of puts a damper on McDonald's. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, so it's that reflection. Of course, it all goes into where we talk about, like, one of the things we talked about last week is about, you know, someone asked about employees. How do you hire the right employees? You know, and I think, like, all that is a reflection of the business. And we're talking small business here. I know I'm talking about corporation and that stuff, but it is going on. And I mean, eventually, you know, look at the technology, the way it's going. And I mean, you know, is it going to move to small businesses where we have to get rid of some people because we have to cut costs? You know what I mean? And then other people from there leaving.
You mean trying to keep up with, you know, I mean, well, all of a sudden,
it's interesting.
Let's face it, if McDonald's and, you know, a lot of the chains that, you know, the hamburger chains and, you know, Crystals and the ones who are Burger King,
mm-hmm.
you know, the ones that sell the cheaper burgers, let's say, you know, and that's, mm-hmm. that's true. I mean, that's what they advertise, you know.
Right.
if they do that, then, you know, the mom and pops are going to have to either lower their price or say, we just don't care because we have a better product and we have a smile on our face. So they better put a smile
and
on their face.
And then talk behind your back.
And they better.
That's the Southern.
Yeah, bless your heart. And then they better have a better product because they're going to have to keep the doors open.
Right.
But that's okay. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's what we talk about all the time is you know, you've got to be able to not only provide the service, but then also, you know, a good service for a good price.
Right. Well, and it leads me into this next thing. It was actually some people we have worked with before, Small Business Bonfire. Mm-hmm. We've had them on before talking about, you know, some small business tips and everything. But I thought this was interesting. But it said 14 common small business challenges and solutions for new entrepreneurs. And it just talked about, we were literally just talking about employees, hiring employees.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a nightmare for most new entrepreneurs after completing all steps of recruitment, like reviewing resumes, taking interviews, end up hiring the incompetent person.
Well, you know, was it last week they were talking about, now that they're talking about federally, that you can't, I don't think you can discriminate against someone who's a convicted felon. You can't even ask them.
I mean,
there's so many things now that are going mm-hmm. on. Of course, it's, you know, don't get me started on this administration because of the things that happened at times.
Right.
But, you know, it's very, you know, a lot of people think that this is good for business, but it's not. It's not good for business because that person that has maybe a long list of things that he or she has done illegally or improperly, it's going to come back to haunt you. I mean, don't get me wrong. They can do better and turn themselves around. But you know, they have to prove that individually, not as a whole. You see what I'm talking about? I mean, they're giving this rubber mm-hmm. stamp going, you've got to hire these people, all these people and everything. Well, I think it ought to be up to the business owner, mm-hmm. Especially a small business owner, to say, hey, I don't have to hire you, but I want to hire you to give you a chance.
So basically, we need to adapt to the Panera 2.0, these kiosk things, but we need to have Donald Trump on there where he says, you're fired. They do the hiring for small business, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. You fire him, that's for sure.
Well, and another thing on here, you hit the nail on the head when we were just talking a few minutes ago, but you said about, this talked about one of the challenges is too many competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Is a huge thing for small businesses, which is true. You don't want to be having too many.
Pawpaw used to always say competition is good for the soul. And there was a day when that was true but the meaning behind that was it wasn't because, you know, a lot of competitors that, you know, there can be too many competitors. You're exactly right. So mm-hmm. I will quantify that statement. But what that meaning is stating, you know, the depth of that is it's good to have competitors because it keeps you, you know, pushing in the right direction. It keeps you motivated mm-hmm. because if you, you know, you don't get lackadaisical.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can get stagnant with things too. I mean, you can just kind of like, it's working. What am I going to do? I'm not going to change anything.
Well, I'm making money. I'm putting money in the bank. And all of a sudden, someone comes up around the corner from you and, you know, they're just as good or better, but they have a smile on their face and a good product for a good price. And all of a sudden it begins. what was that show? Bring It On.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Leah Light, Bring It On.
Oh gosh.
I know.
The times that I have watched that
Ooh,
show.
Oh Lordy.
Oh my God. It's probably up in the thousands. I thought this was another interesting one. Just, you know, kind of always like seeing what you think about this, but, delegating task is a pretty big challenge for new entrepreneurs. Agree, disagree?
To delegate task?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a loaded question. I think you should definitely delegate tasks to the point of where if you have the right person for the right task. Now, sometimes you have to, you know, you kind of can tread water or maybe be on thin ice because you don't know that person. And you need to give them an opportunity, you know, that first time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all in all, I think that's a good statement. But I think you need to be cautious with it. And it depends on the task and it depends on the person because that sounds like I'm sitting on the fence here. But if it's a very important task, you know, and you don't know how this person may react to that task, maybe you should start them with something, you know. In other words, you know, I think it depends on the degree of the task.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave it at that.
But you think it's important to delegate?
Absolutely.
Like delegate. Don't be that person to like do it all, right?
Oh, and micromanage and everything mm-hmm. else. I mean, that's the downfall of a small business unless you're a one-person show. Let's face it. I mean, if you're a one-person show and that's where you want to stay, then you ain't got nobody to delegate to. That's
true.
All right.
And you have like 10 arms, like an octopus, basically.
I think they have 8, but it's close.
that goes back to the mascot I was talking about last week.
But they have tentacles they can pick things up with.
Yeah, mascots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? Small business and mascots, I'm just saying.
Speaking of mascots and everything, did you hear that now I think StubHub is going to put advertising on basketball uniforms next year?
No way.
I think they're starting next year, with the Pacers, and they're paying like $5 million a year to put their name on the uniforms.
Actually, that's kind of genius. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, I think it is, but, you know, you're going to have to be fast to be able to read it because those guys are quick.
Well, it'll be all the camera work there. But I'm just saying, that's kind of genius. I'm going to give it that.
I think it is.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works. Proof is in the pudding. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And now, if you want to send your comments or questions, you can send them to Don't Ask a Stupid Question at BusinessBewareShow.com. And now, do you see why Ashley usually does that?
Yeah, I was about to say, no wonder you wanted to come in on there. You had a little funny. You had to get across to everybody.
Yeah, actually, it just hit me whenever we were coming back in.
Because you're so funny.
I try to be. It just comes out of me. I don't know how it happens.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I think you bring the worst out of me. Now, what were you saying last segment? You were talking about all this lack of...
Shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans is what I call it. Lack of social interaction with consumers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with the kiosk. With McDonald's and Panera and everything, how they're getting rid of actually ordering your stuff with the person.
Now, is that going to be in their stores? Or
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be in their stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Mr. Panera and Ms. McDonald's, I'd like to introduce you to Worldwide Business Research Future, which they do it's like there's conferences and everything. And during this conference, they had a survey conducted by, it's called, Time Trade, which is some type of online, consultants and everything. And what they did was they did a survey with consumers about what did they think was the most, lacking or missing thing from their shopping experience. And what do you think it may be?
Okay.
The number one.
Interaction.
It's interaction. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But no Panera and McDonald's are going to have some illiterate machine talk to you. But they will get your order prepared and probably more precisely than anybody
or so
else
you think.
In the history of mankind.
It's still going to the back.
It's going somewhere.
Yeah.
But that's so... All I'm saying is Panera and McDonald's and whoever else is doing those things, you may want to listen to this, survey. Now, not only with that, right, the number one thing that they found missing was from the shopping experience is a personal touch, okay? According to the survey, 33% of people want a more personalized experience.
Mm-hmm.
30% want smarter, more helpful employees. And 29% want faster customer service. Now, those machines may give you what 29% want, which would be faster customer service. But they are not going to fulfill the need where 33% say they want a more personalized experience. have like a picture of someone up there and say, "Hi, I'm Martha. Would you like a burger today?"
Well, you
how
know,
fries with that.
What do you do if you get mad at Martha? Do you punch the screen? I understand. It makes me think, you know, but.
No, you. I know what you're thinking about getting punched. You're thinking about that baseball game last night.
Oh, yeah, that too. Which it was a good swing.
Ooh,
not
it
lie.
Was. He jaw-jacked him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, okay. Not that it means much of what I think, but with technology, okay, it's just like the new iPhones. And everybody, or the new phone, the new gadget, whatever it is.
Sure.
Everybody's like, ooh,
how about
it's
the watch?
Ooh, it's shiny.
The phone watch.
Yeah. Ooh, it's shiny. Ooh, it's new. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, technology, it is a beautiful thing. But I think people get too involved in it. And, like, they got to have, kind of like, you know, we talk about small business. Where it's like, oh, I got to have the brand new truck. I got to have the brand new this, the brand new that. And it's almost like this is a brand new technology thing that they're wanting to roll out. And they're wanting to have it first. But it's also kind of, I think, who has it first. You ever notice that?
Yeah. I mean.
So I think it's more like the sparkly, shiny kind of look instead of thinking, taking consideration that most people, when it comes down to it, they like the personal interaction. And I think that's why, you know, people, have you ever heard them say, oh, it's like a small business feel when they go into a big thing, like
right.
a big business.
Right.
But because it's people are actually being
and
nice.
And they
to
usually
you,
like that,
you.
Though.
Yeah.
That's a consensus, isn't
right.
it? That I,
mm-hmm.
that I always hear and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of faster service, which I think these kiosks would probably, I think that's their thing, isn't it, is faster service. Isn't that their biggest thing? Probably more accurate and faster service,
mm-hmm.
when you think?
Pretty much.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, this survey also said that 80% of consumers will abandon an in-store purchase if they have to wait more than 5 minutes for services.
Well, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
People go to a website, and after 3 seconds, they're
oh, yeah.
like
well,
a gnat.
Yeah, they're clicking somewhere else.
Yeah.
And 80% revealed that sales increase by 25% to 50% when customers are assisted by product experts. So maybe that's what they could do. They could claim this kiosk as an expert.
Well, let me ask this expert. So what happens when you have a power outage? Or you have a hijack of credit cards or something else, a breach? I'm just, do you see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, all of a sudden, like, well, and is it going to take my photo when I'm standing there, too?
Well, what's going to be funny is, you know, how many times we've had these funny stories about people come to the McDonald's drive-thru and coming in the window and you know, doing different things. There's going to be some people, I guarantee you, that kick and
oh,
hit
probably.
And push these kiosks over.
Yeah. They forgot to tell you that, you know, you have to scan your blood type, too, through the kiosk when you go up to it, your fingerprint.
Do they check you for guns?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So
all right.
Well, and I agree. I think, like, personal interaction, I think that's what makes a business. I really do. And I think
that's small business. And that's what, you know, that's what we're all talking about. You know, the huge difference between small business and corporate. But now, even like you were saying earlier, I mean, there's so many people who think that it's endearing whenever a large corporation has a small business atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because people want that. They desire that. They get tired of sitting in their car all day long and having to, you know, go to and from work, and when they have to go in the grocery store and it's always busy because you know, everybody gets off at the same time and everything else, and everybody's in a hurry and everybody wants, I'm going to have a soapbox here, but that's okay. So when you go into a place that you want to, as a consumer, when I go into a place, I want someone to smile at me. And, you know, it's like we've talked about here, where we've moved to, you know, the first thing I say whenever you get done is almost everyone say, have a blessed day. And that's so comforting to hear that because they truly mean it.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? I'm going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to that place just so I can hear him say that.
I know. Well, see, Grandma wouldn't like this very much because we went to eat barbecue
mm-hmm.
at the place, and she found out. I kept trying to tell her the one we're going to does not have hush puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it did, and she asked the lady over and over, well, I would need the hush puppies. She said, well, ma'am, we don't we don't have them here. And she said, well, I think you need to change your menu.
Well, that's right.
With
and she'll tell her.
But, you know, I'm joking here about the kiosk thing. Like, I don't know. I'm just getting tickled.
Maybe they'll have a form that you fill out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this. How many, according to the study, too, I'm going back to that. What percentage do you think that shopping is done, conducted online? What do you think the percentage is?
Oh, online? Today?
Yeah,
like today?
Yeah.
80%?
They said 10 to 12 of
what?
Total sales.
Online sales?
Online sales are only 10 to 12% is conducted online.
Somebody rigged that.
I don't know. Some of the stuff is, you know, what do we say? Sometimes you better get your facts straight.
I think it was a typo.
Sure, right.
Oh, well, it was the kiosk. It had a typo. Yeah. That's what it was. I know it.
Well, I think that's low. Yeah. I think that's something you can check, you know, while we're on break.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Put a poll
We'll come
out.
Back. We'll figure it out. Be right back.
This is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Business of Your Wear Show. You know, earlier, Father had mentioned where you can reach us, but it was not the correct email by any means.
It was half right. I got the latter part
of it. In what world? In what world? I don't even understand. But, so if you do have any questions, you can send them to ashley@businessbewareshow.com. Or if you want to learn more about who we are and see what we're up to and learn about Father and his strange ways, you can learn more about us at businessbewareshow.com. Okay. So last week, you know, I was talking about a mascot. If you weren't here, you asked me something about, you know, what should every small business have? And I said, a mascot, of course. Why not?
You know, today is National Small Business Mascot Day.
That should be a day, shouldn't it?
It should. According to you, it should.
Really should. Imagine how many mascots there would be. Well, you know, you were actually, this is a side note, but I'm just going to say you were talking about the basketball that are talking about putting advertisements on their jersey.
Yes.
They need to be putting advertisements up on their mascot. Think about that.
They could have like a neon sign that flashed.
See what I'm saying? You know. I mean, let's get creative, people.
Have you noticed at baseball games now they have different, like, changing signs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's always a center field camera, you know, looking past the pitcher to home plate.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see them, you know, it doesn't change when they're pitching or anything, you know, when their play's going on, but it changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for a long time, this was like 10 years ago. I was sitting on a plane, I'm like, you know what? They'd be the smartest people in the world to put advertisements on the back of these seats. With, you know, sure enough, what happened? I'm like, somebody was listening to me while I said this.
Well, I know you don't know this, but they have advertising in men's rooms above the urinals.
I don't want to know about that.
Well, it's a captive audience. You think about it. You've got to sit there and read it.
Oh, I'm kidding. I believe you.
They do.
Yeah.
All you guys out there, you know what I'm talking about.
I trust you.
Yeah.
I totally trust you.
You're going, what?
I know. Well, and so this leads me to this question. Last week we had a question that was sent in we never actually got to. But it was talking about I can't remember who sent it in. But anyway, so it was to the extent of easy budget ideas to, you know, brand your business, to market your business and get the word out there and all that stuff, like something on a shoestring budget, shall we say. And so, you know, something hit me that that name, Jamas, the Bigfoot,
yes.
You remember when we did that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is something, and it was a genius idea because think about it. We had a Bigfoot that had a Business Beware shirt on. And one of the videos, you're out there with the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we did it to the extent about, like, need a pool boy.
I remember that.
Yes. And so, I mean, it was something we put on YouTube.
The pool
it had
boy
like
ate the bug in the net.
I know. It had like 50,000 hits.
Yep.
Within 2 weeks. I mean, it was just the fact of, like, it didn't, I mean, a Bigfoot with businessbeware.biz. It was not even somewhat relatable, but at the same time, we just, for fun, you know, did it. But other people were like, what the heck is that?
He even had his own Twitter page for a while.
I know.
He still does.
Yeah, he still does. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, we kind of came up with something. I'm giving this as an example because so many people always ask that. And something like that that seems, I mean, get a Bigfoot costume that costs us, like, what? I think $25 or $30.
Oh, you bought it, but I know that thing was hot inside there. I can tell you that.
Uh-huh. But, another thing I always stick with is T-shirts. People love free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Pins, T-shirts, flashlights.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're like a walking billboard. I remember when I give the T-shirts out. I kid you not. I saw somebody in Tampa one time have one on. I'm like, there is no way. How do they even know? Somebody has a business beware.biz T-shirt on. And I don't know them. So But no, I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, that's something simple. You can get some t-shirts printed. I mean, yeah, pins or whatever. But, you know, a lot of people, and what my other reasoning for saying that is before the show, I was reading through a bunch of Twitter stuff, and all these people, you know, we talk about people post stuff all the time with different, you know, articles and everything, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, it gets pretty old.
10 ways to do this.
Well, I think that's a great idea because, you know, you're talking about, excuse me, a mascot. Well, Jamas was a mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, I mean, what's the cutest thing in the world? Is it, you know, dogs or cats or, you know, some of the antics they play and everything. I know Mom every night is over giggling. I'm going, what are you giggling at? And she's got some YouTube pulled up of this or someone sent her, you know, a dog doing something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, those are things that people don't forget. It's just like a good jingle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was trying to think that, oh, even on the way back here, I just heard this on the TV, on this new commercial. And it's kind of one that where it's like a negative advertising for a different company. It says, we built this thingy. Remember? You seen it on TV?
Gosh, yeah.
You know, whenever they're saying, we built this thingy. And they're kind of cutting down the other company. Because they're saying it's a, you know, it's not a good product. It's a thingy. And so, you know, but
I do
you remember that stuff.
Right. Well, don't you remember the one? I think it came out in the Super Bowl a few years ago, but it was the squirrels and or the raccoons across the thing, and it was for, like, Bridgestone tires. You know what I mean? Something was like.
And they high-fived each other?
Yeah. I mean, I still remember that thing. So it's kind of like.
Well, they're in the Squirrel Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
right
it's kind of genius. So something simple. It doesn't have to be exactly relating to your product or your.
Perfect example is just like Doritos does. I think they've done it almost every year, but mm-hmm. whenever they have the people send in, make their own, you know, amateur commercials, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but they don't, you know, they're low budget. It's just, you know, it's silly and funny, but, you know, it just use your imagination.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
Like I said, we use Bigfoot and it works.
We use our imagination all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have big imagination.
I'm just saying, so it's cheap. So this question comes from Justin in Los Angeles. And it says, how much money do I need to get started to start my business?
A lot.
$1 million.
That's not a lot.
Not anymore. But,
not anymore.
You know.
Yeah, that's a tough question because, Justin, you know, what type of business is it? You know, are you going to have to, you know, are you going to start it, you know, from scratch and you're going to be, is it going to be like where you start and you keep your day job and then go into it whenever it grows and everything? Are you going to have payroll from the start? You know, what are some different things? But I would say, you know, generically, you're going to need what I always tell people whenever they ask me that question is, of course, I get a little bit of history. The best thing in the world to do is get history from people so you,
that's important.
So you can answer a question or you can do anything. You have to get history about it. So once I do that, then, you know, the best thing I can tell them generically is, you're going to need enough cash to be able to pay all your bills for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't sat down, Justin, if you haven't sat down and figured out what your bills are going to be for each month by now, don't open your business yet.
Right.
Why don't we figure that out first? So, you know, the good question would be if someone said, hey, my monthly bills are going to be approximately, you know, $5,000 a month. Then I would say you need $30,000 cash to start the business, and that's more. That's not even counting your, like if you're gonna have a, you know, your supplies, your inventory, or things
mm-hmm.
like that, because you
what
have to
about,
fix that first.
What about? Okay, this is a question I'm sure it comes up all the time. People think about what about salary? Like, is that?
Well,
I hope
you get paid.
Well, is that added in? Do you go ahead and get your first?
Oh, yes,
I mean, your set
absolutely.
Of salary when you.
You've got to do that. Now, look. Let's face it. If you don't make that. Then that's a negotiable thing,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to pay if you've got a pickup truck or a car, or you know insurance, rent, utilities, insurance on the building, your liability insurance, whatever it may be, your licenses and everything. You've got to pay those.
Right.
I mean that's non-negotiable. Some things that are negotiable whenever you're starting a business is, will I have money to pay myself for, you know, hopefully short term.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, this question comes from Ben in Colorado, and it says, is it better to lease or buy the store and equipment?
Well, you know, I'm not big on leasing, but there are some big advantages to leasing because of write-offs. And I think it's going to be what type of business that you're starting. A lot of times when you think of lease things, you think of franchises.
Right.
Because they will, they have this set, you need to use this oven and this, this counter and this, and you have this, you're going to spend this much on advertising. And they have all this stuff documented out by the percentages and everything. And a lot of times that's when you have leased, you think about leased equipment and everything else. So I would say if that's the way that you're going, if they give you an option, I think you really need to put that to pencil and paper and see what's best for you, because also you look at the advantages of if you buy something, once it's worn out, it's worn out. If you lease something, more than likely you're going to be able to just keep leasing and they'll keep sending you newer equipment. So it depends on what the setup is.
It's kind of like leasing a home renting a home and buying a home. So if you have your landlord, they got to pay for it, right?
Right.
Kind of like leasing.
Well, yeah, you can lease too. I mean, right. Lease to purchase or straight lease or anything. But I think that's something you really need to put down on paper and see what's best for you on your 3, 5, and maybe 10-year, goal.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Well, I think it's smart.
It's smart.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you have your moments.
We come back, I'm going to teach you how to get really, really, really cheap liquor.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned.
I'm in.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Business Beware Show. It is a Monday, and I can't speak, apparently. But you know what? We are doing a lot better this week, because last week my mic kept falling off the stand. So I'm doing a lot better.
Super glue is a wonderful thing.
But, hey, I had a zip tie on here once upon a time, so I thought, you know, I got to step up my game here.
Duct tape.
Yeah, and zip ties always work. Okay, so we were
okay for only radio, but the TV shows it.
I know. Sorry. I'm pretty sure that, yeah. Made fun of. Look at the girls this time. So this question comes from Michelle in Florida.
I don't answer.
Mm-hmm. So it says, this is actually pretty good. Should I get a separate phone for my business or use my personal cell phone to start out?
I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much time you'll be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have an unlimited plan, of course, I think that probably the best thing to do if you're talking about a small business, I think you should probably use your personal cell phone, and because you're gonna have it with you all the time. If you know if it's after hours, you can, you know, nowadays they have ringtones for all your friends and everything, so you can tell, or caller ID, so mm-hmm. you can tell who it is and let the other one catch the. You know, let the voicemail catch.
You can put the Jaws theme when the customers call. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of am on the other side of that where I'm like, because here's the thing. If people have your cell phone number, okay, and whether they know it or not, they're going to call it all the time. These pesky customers we talk about, the ones that are nitpicky, and they will call you at 8 o'clock at night.
I'm not going to answer them anyway.
But you get where I'm going with this. Like, I mean, the fact is that, like, that's your cell phone number and your personal number. And if you have, let's say you had tons of customers. That's annoying. Your phone always ringing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think at that point, it's not a question of getting two cell phones. I think it's a question of having your cell phone and office phone and giving out your office phone on your card. I have never, ever, that I can remember, put my cell phone on my business card.
No, and
I gave it to certain people that I wanted to talk to.
Right. Well, and a lot of people do, but I just.
Well, I'm old. I mean, there's a lot of people nowadays that they're into social media and all this, Facebook and all this other stuff, and they're just, twitting away all day long and everything else, it doesn't bother them to give people their cell phone number and everything. But I don't think I ever did that.
Mm-mm. No, I think like, you know, okay, it goes back to the thing that we talk about where separation. You got to separate sometimes. You see what I'm saying?
If you want to leave, go ahead.
But I mean, even like, think about it on the weekends. If that's your personal, and let's say you're closed Saturday, Sunday. So all of a sudden you got your phone ringing all the time, and then having to, even though you're ignoring it, but the fact is that it's just.
It still bugs you. I mean, especially if it's that one you're talking about. The thing is, hey, we just read an article that said that, you know, if they don't get service within 5 minutes, they quit and go somewhere else. So, but there's some customers that aren't like that.
Oh,
they're gonna ring your bell.
So that's what I'm saying. I think I would say, you know what? Either, you know, you don't even have to get Lord knows Comcast and all that stuff. It takes forever to get any, or it gets charged an arm and a leg. You know, go get you another phone, like a little cell phone or something, or get, you know, just have it separate. I mean, that's my advice, only because like it seems to be more of a, you know, putting it on your cards. That's my take.
Well, actually, nowadays they're even cheaper than a landline, especially if you get a business, you know, quote, business landline and everything with with advertising. And I think it depends on your business. I tell you another thing, and we're probably going to have some on as guests here real soon, is they've got some really good ideas. They've had them forever, but nowadays they're a whole lot more adaptive to the changes that business world has made and everything, but answering services. I've talked to a couple of them that want to be on the show and everything, and we're trying to get that worked out now. But I think that's people want to hear something. They don't want to hear a recording. I'm that way at times. A lot of times I'll hang up and go, I'll go to the next one, you know, not because I'm in a hurry, but because, you know, there's been many times that, you know, I'd call back 2 or 3 times. You should get that recording every time. And I think that's kind of like going up to a kiosk. You know, maybe. maybe I'm in at 33% that want more, you know, interaction with a human being.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I forgot about that with those things. We were talking to a friend the other day,
that's
and they were talking about
for.
How.
It's reminding you of things.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But no, they said that they do that because, like, when they're out of the office and they have the person, they said they're in, like, California and they reroute it to, you know, the thing, but at least they take up, you know, they don't have to be by the phone 24. Because you know how much time it takes with a phone call? I mean, even emails during the day, it takes up most of your.
Well, a lot of times they can even qualify even messages and sometimes point them in the right direction or qualify whether you even need to talk to them or not. It's kind of like, you know, we talk about pre-qualifying our customers. That's just another way they can do it if you have the right service that can, you know, is able to do things like that.
Well, I had somebody just a few weeks ago that they sent an email and they were wanting to ask a question, which was fine. Well, I didn't answer within 15 minutes and they wrote back and said, have you seen my email? Did you get my email?
See ya.
Like 15 minutes? That is a record, people.
Yeah.
So I just kind of waited 3 days.
Yeah, well, I told you to send a virus back to them.
Yeah.
Well, I told you before the break we're going to talk to you about, well, not free, but cheap liquor. Seems like there was a Delta's Airlines attendant who was accused of taking liquor. Is a Delta-owned Endeavor Air. I've never heard of Endeavor. Have you?
I don't know.
Well, she was in an Endeavor because she stole nearly 1,500 mini bottles of liquor. Where she was from, Ashley.
Needed a Mary Poppins purse.
Guess where she was from? You were talking about it earlier.
Oklahoma.
Good old Memphis.
Oh, Lord.
28-year-old Memphis woman was arrested after stealing whiskey, gin, rum, and vodka, put it into her bag. She's a stewardess, of course, and, you know, instead of, you know, giving them, you know, she was putting them in her purse or whatever, her bag, and carrying them home, and seems like she was selling them on Craigslist for $1 a piece. So she was making money, and I think that they thought there was a whole lot more been stolen, but they couldn't produce evidence, so I think she drank them.
That's a lot of bottles. I mean, that's like.
I don't think it happened overnight. I think this went on for a while, but yeah, she could spend says 3 to 5 years.
For
in
real?
Prison.
For yeah. taking the bottle?
But they're going to let her have the liquor in prison so she can sell them.
Oh, my
She didn't have to do Craigslist. She can just go from cell to cell.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, that's pretty good.
Good old Memphis.
Oh,
I miss that place.
Oh, man.
Miss it a whole lot.
I take it back. Well, the barbecue's still good.
That's right.
And the liquor.
Y'all have a great week. We'll see you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing.
Sounded good
if
to
you
us
have
too.
Any questions about Biz Talk Radio, all contact right. us at 817-274-1609
hey, there you go.
Or
you
at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.